Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушиваний у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I'm not the best when it comes to taking care of clothing. I work in construction and I'm constantly getting dirt and grime all over my clothes. They've got to be washed quite often to stay clean. But the most important aspect of my clothes is that they're durable. They're made of heavy material that's not going to get easily damaged while on the job. A sturdy pair of overalls and some tough leather boots go a long way.
Speaker B. I've got lots of casual wear, some decent suits, and a couple of evening gowns that I'm very proud of. I usually buy things in the sales because it gives me money left over to spend on special items, especially those fashionable brand names like Chanel and Gucci. I don't have many of those, but the ones I've got are worth it because they make me feel great. I'll save up for months to get just one fabulous dress. Speaker C.
I don't often wear professional-looking clothes. My job is fairly laid back as I work in the travel industry. Nonetheless, I would never have got this position if I hadn't shown up well-dressed to the interview. I needed to show my future bosses that I can look extremely professional for the occasion if need be. It's strange that even when a job is casual, you have to dress smartly for the interview if you want to succeed.
Speaker D.
I've noticed women on their way to the office dressed in sharp business suits with trainers on their feet. I know why they do it. They have to wear heels at work, which are quite hard on the toes. Given the chance, they'll wear trainers on the way in, even if it only gives them an hour of comfort. I've done even better. I've found a painless pair of shoes which look $1 million.
Speaker E.
I'm quite proud of my clothes collection. I've invested a lot of money in quality brands that look great, feel great, and can be worn for many occasions. It's not an investment I want to make over and over again, though. That's why I spend a little extra cash on sending them to the cleaners to have them professionally cleaned. Of course, I wash some things myself, but the best clothes get the finest treatment.
Speaker F. Some people say it's a waste of money to spend our hard-earned cash on clothes. It's better to hold on to it and use it for something more meaningful. But what if fashion and clothing is what's meaningful to you? And maybe you're not so obsessed with designer labels, but you want to invest in the right look because it's a reflection of your style and attitude. There's nothing wrong with that. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I'm not the best when it comes to taking care of clothing. I work in construction and I'm constantly getting dirt and grime all over my clothes. They've got to be washed quite often to stay clean. But the most important aspect of my clothes is that they're durable. They're made of heavy material that's not going to get easily damaged while on the job. A sturdy pair of overalls and some tough leather boots go a long way.
Speaker B. I've got lots of casual wear, some decent suits, and a couple of evening gowns that I'm very proud of. I usually buy things in the sales because it gives me money left over to spend on special items, especially those fashionable brand names like Chanel and Gucci. I don't have many of those, but the ones I've got are worth it because they make me feel great. I'll save up for months to get just one fabulous dress. Speaker C.
I don't often wear professional-looking clothes. My job is fairly laid back as I work in the travel industry. Nonetheless, I would never have got this position if I hadn't shown up well-dressed to the interview. I needed to show my future bosses that I can look extremely professional for the occasion if need be. It's strange that even when a job is casual, you have to dress smartly for the interview if you want to succeed.
Speaker D.
I've noticed women on their way to the office dressed in sharp business suits with trainers on their feet. I know why they do it. They have to wear heels at work, which are quite hard on the toes. Given the chance, they'll wear trainers on the way in, even if it only gives them an hour of comfort. I've done even better. I've found a painless pair of shoes which look $1 million.
Speaker E.
I'm quite proud of my clothes collection. I've invested a lot of money in quality brands that look great, feel great, and can be worn for many occasions. It's not an investment I want to make over and over again, though. That's why I spend a little extra cash on sending them to the cleaners to have them professionally cleaned. Of course, I wash some things myself, but the best clothes get the finest treatment.
Speaker F. Some people say it's a waste of money to spend our hard-earned cash on clothes. It's better to hold on to it and use it for something more meaningful. But what if fashion and clothing is what's meaningful to you? And maybe you're not so obsessed with designer labels, but you want to invest in the right look because it's a reflection of your style and attitude. There's nothing wrong with that. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.